Hot. Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, where each week I share talk-worthy topics that seldom see the light of day. As a leader in the patient safety world, I now extend my advocacy to include what many consider to be fringe topics. Topics that affect our health, our lives, our futures, and our sanity. So enjoy the next few minutes as I entice you to join me to become the voice for informed choice. Right now, I'm just itching to share something that will cause your skin to crawl. I can almost guarantee it. A few summers ago, actually 2016, I was plagued by bites every time I went outside of my house. At first, I thought it was some sort of weird allergic reaction, but as I paid more attention, I realized that I was getting bites from something I couldn't see. Invisible creatures attacking me in my yard. Then I'd wake up in the morning with these very same bites. I kind of freaked. So eventually I looked to the internet and unreal. Here's what I found. Oak mites are the latest bug nuisance for Northeast Ohio. Northeast Ohio is dealing with yet another insect nuisance just weeks after the cicada outbreak. Entomologists say that populations of tiny oak itch mites are increasing around Northeast Ohio. The biting mites drop on humans from oak trees and leave small red bumps, usually on the upper body. Another article read, folks in northeastern Ohio complain of itchy welts on their heads, neck, and upper torso. The oak itch mite has been identified as the culprit. The last time Ohio suffered an outbreak was in 2008 in the Cincinnati area. At that time, walkers, joggers, and cyclists were complaining that when they followed trails that were overhung by oak trees, they would end up with itchy welts. And yet another headline, itchy situation, oak mites chomping their way across Northeast Ohio. Many Northeast Ohio residents are wondering why they are waking up with itchy red bite marks on their skin. Some fear it could be a disease-carrying mosquito or sleep-invading bedbugs. But it's not. I realized that I was sleeping with my window open right next to the pin oak trees. And get this, more than 300,000 of these mites can drop out of an oak tree. Whew. Good to know, right? Are you itching yet? It kind of reminds me of many years ago when the school called to say that some of the kids had head lice at school, and so they suggested that every family that had a child in the classroom wash everything in hot water and isolate their stuffed animals. I tell you what, I scratched and itched for weeks just at the thought. Well, back to my story. The next summer, as I anticipated round two of the mighty oak tree mite, I was quite surprised. I did not get any bites. But about springtime, my eye was inflamed, itching, swelling, crusting. I was having floaters, blurred vision. So with pin oak mites on my mind, again, back to the internet to research if maybe these characters kind of showed up in my eye. Well, I came up with two concerns, a detached retina and blepharitis. So I made an appointment with an ophthalmologist. And if you know me, I usually fall over before I go see a doctor. But the concern of the floaters and the detached retina was not something I wanted to fool around with. Plus, my eye looked like I had just barely survived a boxing round with Rocky. Not a good summer look, so off I went. Well, the good news was no detachment of retina, but he did say I had blepharitis. Now, I know enough to know that the suffix itis means inflammation. So what? I had inflammation of the blepha? I looked that up, and the prefix blef, B-L-E-P-H, is Greek for eyelid. So there you go, inflammation of the eyelid, blepharitis. It didn't sound like much, and he told me to use a hot compress and that I could purchase some wipes for my eyes, and off I went. Well, being a medical researcher at heart, I spent quite a bit of time studying the diagnosis of blepharitis, and here's what I found. Blepharitis is characterized by chronic inflammation of the eyelid, usually at the base of the eyelashes. Symptoms include inflammation, irritation, itchiness, a burning sensation, excessive tearing and crusting and sticking of eyelids, and blurred vision. Well, now, my doctor did not tell me this next bit of frightening news, which means that perhaps I was safe. However, after doing much research, it's highly likely that there is another cause of blepharitis. And here we go. The parasite Demodex folliculorum, sounds like an Italian song, causes blepharitis when the parasite is present in excessive numbers within the dermis of the eyelids. These parasites can live for approximately 15 days. The parasites, both the adults and the eggs, live on the hair follicle, inhabiting the sebaceous and the apocrine gland of the human lid. So a little bit more about that in a bit. But just so you can think about some of the symptoms of blepharitis: watery eyes, red eyes, swollen eyelids, crusting at the eyelid margin, usually worse upon wakening due to excessive bacterial buildup along the lid, eyelid sticking, eyelid itching, flaking of the skin on the eyelids, gritty burning sensation in the eyes, frequent blinking, light sensitivity, eyelash loss. Well, now let me get back to that Demodex mite. As written by Ed Yong, you almost certainly have mites on your face. There are more than 48,000 species of mites, but as far as we know, exactly two of those live on human faces. They live in our hair follicles, buried head down, eating the oils we secrete, hooking up with each other near the surface, and occasionally crawling about the skin at night. A group of scientists led by Megan Thames and Rob Dunn at North Carolina State University found that every adult in a small American sample had face mites on their face, something that was long suspected but never confirmed. So Thames did something different. She searched for their DNA. The mites have this helpful habit where they, well, how do I say this delicately? They have no anus and they never poop. Instead, they release a lifetime's worth of waste when they die. Well, considering they live 15 days, I guess, how much could that be? That contains their DNA, which gives away the presence of the mites even when the creatures themselves are hidden. Thames developed a test for Demodex DNA and recruited willing volunteers at what was called a Meet Your Mites face sampling events. We had really good responses, she said. People act grossed out at first, but they got excited when they see the mites under the microscope. She recruited 253 volunteers and saw the actual mites on 14% of them, in line with previous estimates. She also checked for mite DNA in 19 adults and found it on all of them. The team continued their work and more than doubled their sample size with the same results. Now, obviously, this is a small and unrepresentative sample, but it clearly shows that visual counts grossly underestimate the proportion of people with mites. That, combined with over a century of other studies, strongly suggests that the mites are to faces as smoke is to fire, or at least on adults. They sampled 10 18-year-olds, and they found the Demodex DNA on 70% of them. Well, this fits in with what earlier studies have shown. The mites seem to become more common with age. They are rare on babies. Babies are not born with them. More common on teenagers and universal in adults. No one really knows where we get them from, but the fact that some teenagers aren't colonized suggests that we pick up these creatures throughout our lives. The team also compared their mite DNA to sequences from other parts of the world. They found the Demodex doesn't have a lot of genetic diversity. The ones living in someone in China are probably very similar to those living on an American face. Now, a recent meta-analysis has shown that 44% of blepharitis patients have Demodex, with the prevalence increasing dramatically as people get older. Get this, in fact, 100% of patients aged 70 years and older are estimated to carry a colony of 1,000 to 2,000 mites. Whew. Here's another fact. In addition to eyelids, Demodex can be found throughout the facial skin because the glands secrete oil, which is the main source of food for mites. more actively in the nose, cheeks, and forehead. As the Demodex population increases in these areas, it has been linked to the development of various lesions and skin diseases such as rosacea and acne. Now let's talk for a minute about rosacea. It's a common skin disease characterized by red blotches on one's face, and it may be caused by these tiny bugs closely related to spiders living in the pores of your face. Tiny bugs that crawl about your face in the dark, lay eggs in your pores, and release a burst of feces when they die. Oof. Dermatologists have since repeatedly found that Demodex is more common in the cheeks of people with rosacea. In one study, those with the condition of rosacea had an average of 12.8 mites per square centimeter of skin, compared to only 0.7 in unaffected people. And according to an analysis of 48 separate studies, people with rosacea are 8 times more likely to have a Demodex infestation. Now, obviously, correlation is not causation, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. So how do Demodex mites spend their time? Do you really want to know? Yeah, like I said, they feast on the cells that line the follicle, sucking out their innards with a retractable needle in the middle of a round mouth. Each side of the mouth has a 7-clawed organ for securing itself to what it's eating. And then they crawl. They move about in darkness and freeze in bright lights. The fact that mites have been found on the surface of the skin suggests they emerge from follicles at night for shadowy strolls across our faces. And with their stumpy legs, they're hardly fast. They say it would take almost half a day for Demodex to cover the distance from your ear to your nose. And as I mentioned before, they don't poop and stores its waste in a large cell within its gut. And when they die, its body disintegrates and the waste is released. Ugh. And finally, they reproduce on your face, their favorite hookup spots. No, not the local bars, the rims of your hair follicles. Males outnumber females by 3 to 5 times, and after they do their reproductive thing, the female buries into the follicle or into a nearby gland. Half a day later, she lays her eggs. 2.5 days later, they hatch. The young mites take 6 days to reach adulthood, and they live for around 5 more. Their entire lives play out over the course of 2 weeks. On your face. Well, now, there's plenty of evidence about mite-killing treatments, but one that stands out above all, with basically no side effects, is tea tree essential oil. Study after study bear the evidence and the conclusion, according to PubMed, the United States National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health. The study is titled In Vitro and In Vivo Killing of Ocular Demodex by Tea Tree Oil. Here is their conclusive statement, and I quote, Demodex is resistant to a wide range of antiseptic solutions. Weekly eyelid scrubs with 50% tea tree oil and a daily lid scrub with tea tree shampoo is effective in eradicating ocular Demodex. So, with a desire to solve the problem without dangerous drugs, antibiotics that may or may not work, nasty side effects, my essential oil company created some facial washes, eyebrow and eyelid scrubs, according to all of the research out there. Now, you may remember that I've been working with essential oils for many years now. In fact, our company has grown to include many health-related solutions. And you can find us at a new website, new name. It's called zapinzen.com. That's Z as in zebra, Z-A-P, the letter N, then Zen. Z-A-P, the letter N, Zen, Z-E-N, Z-A-P-N. Zen.com, zapinzen.com. And there's where we have our iMite tea tree solution. Tea tree is amazing for fighting off all kinds of infections. In fact, that's the basis of our MRSA Be Gone. And that has been an extremely popular spray and ointment, MRSA Be Gone, containing tea tree oil, because tea tree is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Very few natural products, or even pharmaceutical drugs for that matter, have the ability to fight off all types of infections. Tea tree can be used to kill the Demodex mites that infest the eyelids and eliminate bacteria from that area. Can also soothe dry, flaking skin and remove dandruff. A 2012 study found that eyelid scrubbing with tea tree oil for 1 month significantly reduced the Demodex mite count in patients with blepharitis. Now, in some of our blends, we mix it with coconut oil. Coconut oil consists of medium-chain fatty acids that help your skin retain moisture and prevent dry eyes. Coconut oil is rich in nutrients and consequently is most effective in restoring your eye health, along with reducing the pain and inflammation that arise. So when combined, these two products can be a powerful remedy to prevent and fight off blepharitis. Using a warm compress can help to loosen the crust, and it brings blood flow to the eyelid, which helps to speed the healing. Then, using our eye mite products, you can dip a sterile cotton ball into the oil blend, close your eyes, and use the soaked cotton ball to gently clean and wipe over one of your eyelids. Take a fresh cotton ball, dip it into the tea tree mix to clean the other eyelid. Leave it on for 1 or 2 minutes and then wash off with cool water. Repeat this twice daily until it clears up. The infection will visibly be reduced after 2 to 3 days of consistent application. And I have some studies that if you like to read about things like that, it's on the website zapandzen.com that share the positive results with tea tree oil, zapandzen.com, zapandzen.com. Now, with the regimen I just suggested, with warm compresses and then using a clean cotton ball with our tea tree oil, nearly half of the patients who had Demodex were fully relieved from Demodex after 1 to 1.5 months of shampooing. So there are many studies to corroborate exactly what I'm talking about today. And again, you can find them on the website, zapandzen.com. So there you have it, my two encounters with invisible bugs, pin oak mites and Demodex mites. Wow, crazy stuff, right? I didn't think it right to know all of this itchy, creepy stuff and not share it with you. But seriously, if you or someone you know is having any kind of eye issue, as I mentioned today, or if you'd like to prevent any encounters with eye mites, well, we have the solutions. A Demodex facial wash, an eyelid scrub, a facial spray that you can use throughout the day, and a moisturizing tea tree Demodex fighting facial cream, especially good to wear at night to keep those buggers from partying on your face and to help put an end to the mighty mite. Just visit ZapNZen, 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 or call me to order 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. I checked the eye wipes my doctor recommended for me to get. They're $40. A little pricey for long-term use, I thought. Plus, when I read the ingredients, there was less than 1% tea tree oil, and the rest were long 5-syllable chemical names, with water being the first and foremost ingredient. No thanks. Not paying $40 to put pretend tea tree and chemicals on my eyes. Our washes, scrubs, sprays, and creams are made of organic tea tree oil, Melaleuca alternifolia, coconut oil, and no fillers or water. Visit zapandzen.com and click the link that says Radio Specials. ZAPNZEN. Zap, the letter N, and then Zen. Zapandzen.com. Or call 440-725-5462 and leave me a message on my radio studio line and I will get back to you. They are priced so people can afford them, starting at $12 plus shipping. Real ingredients at a really affordable price. Visit zapandzen.com and click the link that says Radio Specials. Well, I'm going to leave you to that, and I know you'll be itching and twitching all day. I know I am.
Tired of the same old presentations?
Can you forward to slide 38, please?
Are you looking for a new, out-of-the-box topic for your next event?
Want your group to leave inspired, informed, and satisfied?
No PowerPoint presentations and dim lights here. No snoring or snoozing goes on during Pat's presentations. To help your entire group, organization, business, or church stay safe during any healthcare or hospital experience, invite Pat to speak. Pick a topic from her website or request your own. visit her website, speakupandstayalive.com, or call Pat to discuss how she can make your next event fun, enlightening, and life-saving.
Want testimonials?
Go to the bulletin board link at the website for color pictures and comments from real people. Again, it's speakupandstayalive.com or call 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Our guests from all over the world will give you plenty of things to think about. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com and become a part of our world.
For 27 years, Ray, the firewood guy, continues to be Northeast Ohio's choice when it comes to quality seasoned firewood. Homes throughout the area stay warm and toasty thanks to Ray's efficient home delivery service. And if you dine in or around the greater Cleveland area, no doubt you've experienced wood-fired cuisine using Ray's wood. Over 20 of the area's finest restaurants impress their patrons with the consistent quality and flavor that makes Ray's wood the choice for local restaurant owners. So whether your desire is to create warmth and add ambiance to your home or business, or if your restaurant requires predictable wood-burning results and reliable delivery service, Ray, the firewood guy, is your firewood guy. Visit the website raythefirewoodguy.com for more information and to find some firewood-inspired cutting boards and beautiful handmade jewelry. That's raythefirewoodguy.com or give him a call, 440-226-9681. That's 440-226-9681.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast. Did you know that in the United States, nearly 44 million people provide unpaid care to a family member, friend, or relative? I'll bet you're one of those caregivers. On the AgeWise podcast, we celebrate your work with stories from the field. Join me as we share, and know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode each week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. Go to agewyz.com.
Well, my friends, doesn't the time go by so quickly when we're together? It really, really does. Anyway, we are out of time, sadly. But I hope you come back next week because you know I always have so much to tell you. I hope I didn't make you too itchy today talking about the mites. But it is a situation that people are running up against these days, and anything we can do to take preventive measures that do not cause any side effects, well, hey, I'm all for that. I want to remind you that I do live speaking events, and I've never had anyone in all of my years of speaking fall asleep on my watch. These presentations, they're fun, they're fast, they're lively, they're interactive, and they're all about healthcare and hospital hazards. And I try to leave you with things that you can actually do immediately as you walk out of the room. If you had to head to a hospital right that moment, you would walk away with 5, 6, 7, 8, even more tips and tricks and ways that you could stay safe if you or a loved one were in a hospital. So I really encourage you, if you're a member of any kind of a group, an organization, a church, large, small, I love to speak to everyone about this topic. It really is my passion. So I hope you can give me a call and we can talk about the details. 440-725-5462. 440-725-5462. Also, you might want to head over to the website this week, speakupandstayalive.com, all spelled out, speakupandstayalive.com, and get a copy of the book I wrote called Speak Up and Stay Alive, How to Survive a Hospital Stay. You know, there's a lot of crazy going on these days in hospitals, whether it's cross-contamination, whether it's miscommunication, whether it's dehydration, malnutrition, misdiagnoses. I mean, the list goes on and on. Don't get me started because we're at the end of the show. But it's all there in my book, Speak Up and Stay Alive. And so I hope you do get a copy. It's $20 plus, I think, $1 or $2 shipping. But it is really the best insurance you will ever get. Lay that on the tray table at your hospital bed, or if you're visiting a friend, bring it to them. And I guarantee you, it will start a conversation. And basically, that's what you want. Start a conversation with your healthcare providers so that they know that you are an empowered patient, that you are going to speak up head over to speakupandstayalive.com. All right, we're going. We're gone. See you next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week, free from mites in your eyes. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you in the market to purchase a home? Are you thinking of selling yours? The bigger question is, who to call to help with perhaps the biggest buy or sell of your life? Well, I personally worked with the McCaskey team, and surprise to me, they sold my mom's home in less than a week. Now that's an endorsement I'm happy to share. Give them the opportunity to help you too. They're conveniently located on Chardon Square, 139 Main Street, or give them a call, 440-773-5542. 440-773-5542. Ask for my friends Dan or Terry, or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com. McCaskeyTeam.com.